Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
A top WWE star could be missing SummerSlam, and New Jack may be about to fight Logan Paul. For Wednesday, August the 12th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Had himself a match against Randy Orton on Monday. Not a bad match between those guys as well. But Kevin Owens doesn't really seem to be a part of SummerSlam plans going forward. In fact, it has emerged that Kevin Owens has been dropped from a major angle from Monday Night Raw. This was discussed on Wrestling Observer Radio by Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer. And during the conversation they had regarding the Seth Rollins Dominic Mysterio angle, they were talking about why, in terms of the story, why nobody came out to defend or save Dominic from the attack that he had. And many names were thrown back and forth, and Kevin Owens' name came up. They addressed how Kevin Owens had been factored into this storyline over the previous weeks, but was nowhere to be seen this particular night. Dave Meltzer said, quote, "Kevin Owens was there. He has fallen out of his program. He was supposed to be in a program with Seth until they just dropped it when Ray agreed to stay." So what we have learned over the last 24 hours or so is that Kevin Owens was involved back with Seth Rollins once again. Of course, they had that rivalry around WrestleMania, but they found themselves back together again as almost a backup plan in the event that Rey Mysterio didn't stick around with WWE. So Rey's contract was up and there were negotiations back and forth. And whilst many of us believe that Rey would end up staying, WWE would end up meeting some of the demands that Ray wanted, it certainly wasn't a foregone conclusion. So they had Kevin Owens sort of bubbling away as a backup plan in the event that Rey Mysterio left, and consequently they finish off any storyline angles with Dominic as well. So now it's settled that Rey Mysterio is going to stay, but it seems as if Kevin Owens has been pushed to the one side. This is by no means like a harbinger of doom for Kevin Owens, though. Kevin, as we discussed previously, has been an ear for Vince McMahon regarding running shows in the Performance Center. It was Kevin that went to Vince and talked about how crucial it is that people wear masks and social distance at these shows. It seems weird that that was something that was negotiable to Vince McMahon in the WWE, but there you go. It just so happens that he was kept sort of bubbling over in this storyline in the event that Rey Mysterio's contract didn't pan out. Whilst I don't think that Owens will be a part of SummerSlam, I do believe that he'll be back doing something within WWE very soon.
Next week, you get to face a man who's been touring the world for years, beating the crap out of people and ending careers. His name is Jeff Cobb.
Chris Jericho introducing the AEW faithful to Jeff Cobb. Now, Cobb has been one of these guys that has been considered for the longest of times the hottest free agents in professional wrestling. He has been on pretty much everybody's radar. He's been doing some great stuff in New Japan, in Ring of Honor, and of course, that one shot with AEW got people talking as well. Jeff Cobb was talking with Fightful Select, and it's transpired that WWE has been in contact with Jeff Cobb about signing with them. Now, it isn't just WWE that has shown a big interest in Jeff Cobb. Multiple huge promotions from around the world have reached out and had talks with Cobb. He is in a situation right now where he had the entire wrestling world talking about him. And he has been confirmed that Jeff Cobb will be signing with a major company soon enough. We just don't know which one. WWE are very, very interested in having Jeff Cobb on their books. He very much fits the mold for what WWE likes to see. And we will wait and find out whether his future lies with World Wrestling Entertainment. Possibly could end up signing up with New Japan on a full-time deal with them. There's a multiple of choices, but the world very much is the oyster for Jeff Cobb right now. And I'm sure those talks with WWE might be very difficult to turn down. We go to New Japan of America. New Japan Strong coming up very soon. And a few former WWE names have been announced for the show. We're going to see TJP, former WWE Cruiserweight Champion, teaming up with ACH, formerly known as Jordan Miles, in NXT. They will team up with Alex Zane to face PJ Black, the former Justin Gabriel from NXT, Mysterioso, and Blake Christian in six-man tag action. This is actually going to be the first time ACH has wrestled for New Japan since 2018. He was part of the first Lions Break project. Also, the next New Japan Strong, we will see two semi-final matches in the New Japan Cup USA tournament. Jeff Cobb, who we've just been speaking about, will be in action against Kenta, and David Finlay is going to face Tama Tonga. The winners of those two matches will face each other on August 21st in the finals of the New Japan Cup USA. Bring them out! Devastating news from the Twitter of Shotzi Blackheart. She says, "My car was stolen outside my apartment last night in Orlando. A 2015 white Honda Civic LYTP77. Last tracked driving down Chickasaw at 5 a.m. Also, my bag with all my gear, boots, entrance jacket and helmet were in the trunk. If you are wondering why I'm wearing street clothes and don't have my helmet, that is why. I'm mostly sad about my helmet. My first day of training 7 years ago, I saw that helmet hung up on the wall next to the ring. I looked at it every day I went to training. Finally, when it was time for me to start having matches, I asked my trainers if I could have it. R.I.P. helmet." Gutted to hear of Shotzi Blackheart getting her car stolen. I'm hoping that we get a resolution to this. We see the car returned and Shotzi gets her helmet back. Brian Myers made his official Impact Wrestling debut last night. He answered Eddie Edwards' open challenge for an Impact World Championship match. Now, whilst Hawkins didn't win, he certainly looked good doing it. So high hopes for big plans for Curt Hawkins. This is Brian Myers' Impact debut, although some may call it a return because Brian was part of Impact when it was Global Force Wrestling. He was part of GFW, so it's kind of a return, kind of a debut. The timeline's very muddy for Impact Wrestling. On the Hall of Fame radio show, Booker T was talking about intergender wrestling and actually agreeing with Lance Storm's comments on the subject. Booker says, "Lance made a quote that they should abolish intergender wrestling. He got a lot of heat on social media because he said it. I second that emotion as far as definitely abolishing intergender wrestling. I don't think it does a whole lot for female wrestlers. If it is ever to be done on an independent level, for women to be able to get a little more training because there are less women out there, they're working at the top level or better level that can get a lot of practice in working with guys. But as far as intergender wrestling ever making it into the big stage of professional wrestling, I think it would screw everything up. I've stated my opinion on men wrestling women earlier this year with Tessa Blanchard. I didn't agree with that, even though I agree with Tessa Blanchard's talent. I didn't agree with the company's decision, and I just want to say, Lance Storm, I agree with you 100% as far as this goes. However, despite this, a WWE star does want an intergender match. Dolph Ziggler held a Q&A on Twitter and was asked the question, who would you pick to fight at next WrestleMania as your dream match? And the former world champion responded very simply with Ronda. Ronda versus Dolph. Ring of Honor announced yesterday that they're going to be returning to producing their TV show in Maryland next month with no fans in attendance. Ring of Honor says they will adhere to a very stringent protocol as well as regulations set in place by the Maryland State Athletic Commission. ROH will be instituting the necessary testing and safety measures in a continued effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19. There will be no fans or staff who are not essential to be at the production during these events. Taking care of our people during this difficult time has been and still is our number one priority. That's why we have spent many weeks working alongside the Maryland State Commission in gearing towards our return to producing wrestling action. This comes from Chief Operating Officer Joe Koff, who says the strictest of protocols, testing and measures will be in place to assure us of this directive. Ring of Honor also noted that the new tapings will pick up right where the previous ones left off, and there is a renewed focus on the Ring of Honor Pure Championship tournament, with Matt Sydal revealing that he is going to be a part of the tournament. He mentioned so on the ROH Strong podcast. NXT TakeOver 30 coming up on the 22nd of August. WWE have revealed plans for the TakeOver following that. PW Insider say the next TakeOver is going to take place on the 4th of October on a Sunday. Also, it's been added by PW Insider that NXT UK TakeOver Dublin, scheduled for October 25th, isn't looking likely. This is due to restrictions still in place in the UK and Ireland. When we know more about it, of course, you'll know more about it too. Vanessa Craven, who competed in the Mae Young Classic in 2018, has officially retired from professional wrestling. Craven broke into wrestling back at the age of 38. She worked for IWS, the wrestling syndicate in Montreal. She toured Japan as well as the US. She was a regular for Shimmer. Her and Tessa Blanchard were tag team champions as part of Shimmer, and she was part of IWA Mid-South, and she was the first ever Queen of the Deathmatch tournament for them as well. An incredible career by Vanessa Craven. And if you go to her Twitter right now, if you wanted to get yourself some Vanessa Craven merch, this is coming up to your last opportunity to do so. Really sad that Craven didn't end up doing more within WWE. Such a striking presence she had for her short run in that tournament in 2018. $10,000 to any influencer who can beat me in a wrestling match. Not my words, the words of Logan Paul on Twitter. Logan Paul, a social media influencer himself, in speech marks, and YouTuber, has been practicing fighting as of late. Of course, he was involved in a celebrity boxing match recently against KSI, so he's still very much got the fighting spirit in him, and he's working on his wrestling game. So there's the challenge he threw down. Quite a few wrestlers stepped up to show some interest in this challenge, including Matt Riddle, who quote retweeted with bro, Elijah Burke, former Pope D'Angelo De Niro from TNA, tweeted, I'll put $15,000 against you. Against your $10,000, wrestling or boxing. Joey Janela tweeted, our team will also put up $10,000. And New Jack tweeted, I will kill this mother. kind of want to see Logan Paul versus New Jack. Just putting that out there. We've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook. Head over to audible.com/cultaholic right now. Pick yourself a book. Glenn Jacobs' Mayor Kane is a decent read, as is JR's Under the Black Hat. I've said it a couple of times, but genuinely, my favourite wrestling book of all time is The Death of WCW. RD Reynolds, Brian Alvarez writing that one. It's a fantastic read. And I would, if you wanted to check it out and get the audiobook, it's on us. Sign up for a free 30-day trial, even if after 30 days you don't fancy sticking around with Audible. You can cancel and you keep the book. Just go to audible.com/cultaholic. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, former GCW champion AJ Gray is my guest on Cultaholic Island for a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. This podcast comes with an explicit warning, by the way. It's quite effing and jeffing. You've been warned. Also on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, Ross is back with the WTF moments from this past Monday's episode of Raw. At cultaholic.com, you'll find more details on Jeff Cobb's potential move to WWE, or could he be landing somewhere else? We'll talk about that at cultaholic.com. And on the Cultaholic Twitch channel tonight, Jack and Owen are back saving Sunderland on Football Manager. Go to twitch.tv/cultaholic, give us a follow, and join the conversation from 6 British Standard Time tonight. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.